With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Former FBI Director James Comey has been charged with making a false statement and obstruction. The criminal case filing comes days after President Trump appeared to urge his attorney general to prosecute the former FBI director. Prosecutors have been evaluating whether Comey lied to lawmakers during testimony in 2020 related to the investigation into alleged ties between Russia and Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. President Trump says he will not allow Israel to annex the West Bank. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Some Israeli politicians want to extend sovereignty over the occupied area and cut it off from East Jerusalem. But the president said not on his watch.
I will not allow Israel to annex the West Bank. No, I will not allow it. Not going to happen.
He said he discussed the issue with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and emphasized that annexation must stop. Greg Clugston, the White House.
During a bilateral meeting with Turkish President Erdogan at the White House, President Trump says the Democrats are responsible for any potential government shutdown.
They asked us to do something that's totally unreasonable. They never change. They want to give money away to people that entered our country illegally. They want to give them massive federal money.
The gunman who opened fire on an immigration and customs enforcement facility in Dallas hated the U.S. government and wanted to incite terror by killing federal agents. That's according to authorities. Citing handwritten notes found at his suburban home, officials said 29-year-old Joshua John set out to ambush the agency and then fatally shot himself following the assault. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 174 points. This is SRN News. Pot is bad for women who want to have a baby, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
A new study released in the journal Nature Communications studied women who are seeking to become pregnant via in vitro fertilization. The research finds that women smoking marijuana has a negative effect on the embryos and may cause them not to implant. Pot is now widely legal in the U.S., and a lot more Americans are using it. The new study raises concerns about the drug's effect on fertility, which is in sharp decline already. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A friend of President Trump who represents a broad swath of Wisconsin's rural Northwoods in Congress has entered the governor's race in the battleground state, shaking up the Republican primary. Congressman Tom Tiffany became the frontrunner over the two other announced GOP candidates, who have less name recognition and support from key conservative donors. Tiffany is a strong pro-life advocate. This is SRN News. Starbucks is cutting back.
Starbucks is closing hundreds of U.S. and Canadian stores and laying off 900 non-retail employees so it can focus resources on its turnaround plan. The Seattle coffee giant wouldn't say exactly how many stores it's closing, but expects to end its fiscal year this Sunday with 434 fewer stores than it had at the end of June. The company is closing stores that don't have a path to financial stability or have physical spaces that don't meet customers' expectations. Employees will be offered transfers to other locations if possible. John Scott reporting.
Amazon reached a historic $2.5 billion settlement with the Federal Trade Commission, which said the online giant tricked customers into signing up for its Prime memberships and made it difficult to cancel. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.